A little bit of peanut butter left there. Whole brook full of water. Oh, if I wasn't so lazy, I'd move.
If I wasn't so lazy, I'd move. And so it goes with Anna Grimshaw's casually paced Mr. Copperthwaite, A Life in the Maine Woods, which follows the title character, Bill Copperthwaite, as he continues his ascetic lifestyle in the verdant forests of Maine, inspired by the poetry of Emily Dickinson and the Back to the Land movement of half a century ago. Our title hero bought 300 acres of land back in 1960 and has been working it ever since. In this ongoing documentary project, the second part of which screens Friday at the Atlantic Contemporary Arts Center, Anna Grimshaw offers us a portrait of an old artist who uses woods as his craft shop. Bill Copperthwaite has a particular passion for carving spoons, and under Grimshaw's patient, watchful camera, part two, A Summer Task, it's as exciting as it sounds. Or not. Like its 80-year-old subject, the film is in absolutely no hurry at all, content to follow Copperthwaite down his lone but not necessarily lonesome path through the woods. He's often seen collaborating on his projects, namely chopping down a tree is a major highlight, with an unnamed friend carving out a strategy that will yield the most strategic timber tumble.
Why carry more than we need?
I think it's more than 26, Bill.
Yeah, okay. You take that stick. I measured behind you, and that's what I come up with. So you go check it.
All right.
For the third time.
Mr. Copperthwaite, A Life in the Maine Woods, part of Andy Ditzler's Film Love series, screens tonight at 8 o'clock at Atlantic Contemporary Arts Center, and Anna Grimshaw will be in attendance to answer questions and introduce the film. So we have this movie about somebody who clearly wants to get away from it all and with an incredibly deliberate pace. And if that sounds a little bit on the tedious side, we have other people who want to get away from it all and will satisfy every action Jones you might have with Wish You Were Here, which also opens tonight over at Landmark Midtown Arts Center, co-written and directed by Kieran Darcy Smith. This features possibly four of the most beautiful people you can ever send to Southeast Asia for what was supposed to be this ideal, sun-kissed, beach-drenched vacation.
You can go anywhere you want, you can have anything you can't decide.
But as in most mystery thrillers, something happens while they're on vacation, and only three return, left to put together the pieces of a puzzle of what happened to their fourth friend.
Who was I?
What do you want?
The film stars Joel Edgerton of The Great Gatsby, as well as Teresa Palmer and co-writer Felicity Price. Speaking of retreat, there is a one-night-only screening of Bill W., that's on Monday, June 10th at Landmark Midtown Arts Center. It's a profile of William G. Wilson, who is the co-founder of the famous Alcohol Anonymous support group. And at one point, Bill Wilson was considered one of Time Magazine's 100 persons of the 20th century. Here in this documentary, Wilson's path to sobriety comes to life. And here we learn about a man who was able to inspire millions of men and women to kick the habit. Here we finally learn what drove him to drink and what drove him to help others.
I didn't drink anything until the First World War. And then somebody handed me a Bronx cocktail. And I drank it, and the whole face of the universe instantly changed.
One of the great ironies of Bill Wilson was the bigger that Alcoholics Anonymous became, the less a part of it he could become. Because of his own strength and visibility within the organization, he had to separate himself because the members were more and more making a hero out of him, which, as we all know, with alcoholism, the more humble you are in your recovery, the more important that recovery becomes.
Here's the man who founded Alcoholics Anonymous, but he couldn't be a player in AA.
Bill was put in the place of having no money, no job, and then being asked to continue to have no money and no job.
He had 30,000 opportunities not to go forward with AA.
So, if anything, Bill W. finally sheds light on a person who really wasn't even able to allow his name to be made public until after his death. That's One Night Only, Bill W., screening Monday, June 10th at Landmark Midtown Arts Center.